So I used to be friends with this lawyer that defended this club that I really liked called the Country Club in New Orleans.
Love the
because they
club.
Because she they was, wouldn't let black people in.
Yeah.
No, shut up. That's
I told
that's
her, I said, keep them out.
Not what I said at all.
You. Okay.
I like freedom of association,
first of all,
y'all.
First of all, Hesse's the real white supremacist.
It's not the LGBT community, is it?
Ben literally owns a plantation. I'm not going to hear this shit.
You can't.
From
you can't
Dr.
just keep
Bigot.
Saying things that I've said about your family against mine. My family has no.
I'm
it,
sorry.
It doesn't make sense, Jock. I'm
I
from
think
the Midwest.
You're just confused.
In Costa Rica. My family does not. You're from Southern Louisiana.
Wake up and drink some coffee, Ben. I think you still might be sleepy from the night before.
All right.
He's got sleepy brain syndrome. Hey, can you're I? Right. Chris and Felix, can I show y'all this necklace that I bought when I was kind of a little messed up on eBay and I didn't realize what it looked like?
I was off so much eBay when I bought this.
John's holding up a swastika necklace for the record.
It was not what I wanted. I bought.
What
I
did you think you were buying?
I just bought. I bought something when I was stoned called vintage sterling medallion pendant family symbol.
Listeners,
it wasn't listed as Iron Cross.
Yeah, I would describe this listeners as a plausible deniability Iron Cross.
Yuck.
Oh. I would like someone who knows how to weld to make this into a not hate symbol. It's a really nice, it's fancy looking.
No, Jacques.
It's real sterling.
I can help. The Iron Cross in and of itself, not the best symbol, but it's not quite a swastika.
We can work with it.
At least it's not a nice cross, you know? Yeah.
It could be worse.
And by the way, I haven't worn this in public out of fear of being murdered, and it's
you're just telling a bunch of people you bought one.
I'm telling a select amount of people private dilemma that I've gone through.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. I, Bimbo Baggins, am here to tell my
story. That's all that matters if you're being honest.
I typed in vintage sterling religious jewelry on eBay because I needed some new religious jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's my question. Is anybody going to run this episode? Hello, welcome to Trapo Trap House.
I Sean Johnson, shall run this episode. Trap Mouse.
I was going to kick us off with something before... I mean, I think the necklace conversation is better. It's more pertinent. It helps more people.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I was just going to kick us off with a reading here.
Oh, right. Please.
I would just say as
Deuteronomy.
For point of context, Will is traveling today, so we have Felix here representing the show. Me trying to keep things together production wise, and of course the Seeking Derangements crew on Ben, Hesse, Jacques.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. All right, Felix, I'll let you take it.
Okay. Yeah. Pundits, Joe Biden needs to drop out. Biden, no. Pundits,
no.
But we really want Joe Biden to drop out. Biden, no. 8 House Dems, Joe, the pundits say you need to drop out. They really want that. Biden, no. George Clooney, come on, Joe, just relax. You'll like dropping out. Biden, no. Voters, no means no, motherfuckers. Politics and rape culture are too similar for comfort.
That's the coolest thing I've ever read. When
Nancy,
I saw that,
Nancy
I was
Pelosi,
so happy.
Joe, why don't you have this drink? And there's nothing weird in it. There's nothing weird in this drink, Joe. Drink it.
That was both edgy and salacious. 6 out of 10.
I didn't write it.
Well, I mean, you didn't announce an author, so I just assumed.
No, Felix wrote it, Jock. Felix wrote
music. I can't see what he looks like. For all I know, he's naked drinking Mountain Dew, like doing the dew.
What does it mean to do the do?
I think you know exactly what it means. A girl, you're experienced. You know, you've been in these streets.
What the hell is going on? Will coming back and all the entire podcast, it's like parents coming home after kids have a party and the house is a total disaster.
Yeah.
I hope the podcast is okay from when I left.
This is very much like, Busy Town readers will know this classic episode when Huckle bought all the party food.
Exactly. Oh, the classic.
Except Huckle bought a bunch of offensive necklaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No parents episode.
I want to say that I bought one offensive necklace and have yet to wear it out. So I have not made any mistakes. I stand by buying what looked like a nice piece of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this melted down into a peace symbol.
You should wear it around, honestly.
It's cute. It's cute. I mean, okay, so do you think...
It matches your
Do you guys think Biden is going to drop out? I just keep seeing all of these insane leaks and that he scheduled this press conference today at 6:30 or something. It seems like he's being forced out. I don't know.
I mean...
I don't know.
Can he even be? It's also It's taking on the tenor of, like, a hostage negotiation at this point. It really feels like one.
I would say yes, right? But, like...
Yeah.
He's done this now twice where it's like, okay, why would you convene this unless you're dropping out?
Yeah.
And it turns out he's doing an entire press conference or like private meeting or whatever it is, or like TV interview to just like for 40 minutes be like, look, I'm normal. I'm fine. Of course,
they just keep getting worse and worse and worse, though. I just like how, like in the past week, every time he tries to come up and be like, hey guys, I'm alive, I'm normal. I'm gonna kill myself if you make me drop out. He's just like, how much longer can he keep doing that before he's finally alienated everyone?
This last one, where like, okay, he's supposed to meet with like David Geffen and all his slaves in the afterlife.
Yeah,
like he's going to the fucking Hollywood fundraisers that every Democrat goes to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke off a teleprompter. This untaped, like, not recorded in any way. Like, it's supposed to be, like, an impromptu donor meeting with these people who are giving you, like, tens if not hundreds of millions of dollars. And he's speaking off a teleprompter, and he still fucks up.
No, all the reports of people leaving that Hollywood donor fundraiser or whatever, they're all like, this is one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen. I'm going to shit my pants because I'm so scared. I really wanted to know what he did in that fundraiser because...
He saw like Matt Damon and he was like, Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne's here. He's coming for me.
But okay. But is there even like a slight chance that he was just like really nervous and like having a bad
day? He was shy. He was feeling kind of shy.
I think nervous. That's a good way to put
Biden team. If you would have come up with he had a cold. That would have been your excuse for him during the debate.
Well, yeah. I didn't even watch it because it doesn't even interest me even the tiniest bit because they're all failures to me. But do y'all expect anything less from the man that went to ramble on live in front of a like audience about leg hair? He's like, you ever know that feeling? He's like, you ever know that feeling when the leg hair kind of stands up? He's like,
when you're touching your dad's friend's leg hair, brushing up against.
Yeah.
So I mean, is there even a single reliable person that you could even put in this place?
I mean, like, define reliable because
that will prevent the U.S. from totally toppling over to the control of evil.
What's the evil? What's the evil?
People that want to destroy.
You want to say China? I know you want to say China.
I would never say China. I love China. I would never. I have.
What's
nothing
the evil then?
Just whoever's trying to get us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, the
not taking the coward's way out there.
The ops are now in control.
I'm a 62-year-old man, and I love standing on business. If Joe Biden doesn't spin the block on our ops, I will.
I could win this election with my eyes closed.
I really wanted
can't even read a prompter.
I really wanted Biden to drop out like a week ago, like after the debate, just because I thought it'd be like compelling and like hilarious and just randomize things that felt so like just cementedly like terrible, you know? It was only gonna just be Trump and Biden. That is just such an overwhelmingly depressing experience. I kind of wanted Kamala to step in, but now I don't know, I want Joe Biden to have to double down on his like his ego and his pride here and just lose like so fucking bad and then die. I think it's probably what he deserves.
I think my prediction is that he dies on like November 3rd.
Yeah.
There would be a high likelihood of him being the first presidential candidate since Horace Greeley in 1870, I believe, or 1872
That's like a jock cousin name.
Lose the election. and then die before the inauguration, because Greeley lost and then died like in November 20th or November 25th or something. That would be a satisfying arc for the Biden lifespan.
Put some respect on it. I mean, so one nephew's going to be really upset that he's not going to get groped every Christmas. I mean, is there anyone that you would even put up to the...
Well, no, personally. It's all just
like if you could just like
there's no one who could realistically get the nomination that like I would vote for. But no. That I mean, for their considerations, that doesn't matter. I mean, I try not to be shocked by like Democratic Party incompetence anymore.
Yeah.
But the thing that's so stunning to me about all of this is that not only is it like how long did you think you could keep this up? But like they've permanently alienated probably like tens of millions of people from ever trusting any Democrat ever again, because for 3 fucking years these people are like, no, he's really sharp. He doesn't think anyone is his daughter besides his actual daughter. He's never accused anyone of stealing his medicine, and he's a great president and a good man.
Yeah.
And they were going to keep doing that until it was impossible. I think their plan was do that until literally November, like, 10th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like worry about what to do after.
Well, and, like, the stuff that's going to come out in, you know, 4 or 5 years or whatever about how the Biden presidency was run will be insane. Like, yeah. I think it's we're going to see proof that he was shitting his pants, whatever. I think all those people who were getting, you know, bit by his dogs, I think those were the fall guys for people that Biden himself was probably biting.
Yes,
biting those guys.
Yeah, I think Biden was biting those guys. They came up behind him too quickly, and he, you know,
he did start running out of dogs.
A corn pop flashback.
I personally think that Biden was purposely poisoned by aluminum and introduced to an insane amount of aluminum-based deodorant and other aluminum-based products.
Yeah.
And his mind was slowly dulled through a process of aluminum poisoning, which, by the way, they cut up these guys with dementia and Alzheimer's in the head, and they find small deposits of aluminum.
Yes.
Google it.
Everyone knows this. It's pretty well known.
Well, I'm dropping the Biden truth bomb on you.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah,
he's got aluminum poisoning, and that's what's making him clamor to be able to even read the prompter.
Well, like, mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's got to be some good puppet masters. I mean, don't we just need like a good puppet?
Well, it's Hunter. It seems like it's Hunter who's being like chief of staff at least in the recent.
Yeah, Hunter is the shadow chief of staff, which again, for
which is really
three
cool.
for 4 fucking years, they're like Hunter has no involvement. He just loves his dad. There isn't a weird mutual enabling thing going on here where one of them is smoking crack and one of them is like actively dying 5 times a day and being brought back to life.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, again, they have permanently alienated so many like stupid independent like Obama to Trump voters that they need to win presidential elections permanently. They will never trust any Democrats ever again. All these people who like lied in everyone's faces, they're like going to be a part of Democratic politics forever. Mm-hmm. They don't get rid of anyone. And they did it for a guy who has, I would say, under a 1 in 4 shot of winning.
Yeah.
No, it's
like,
so
it's just, I get that everyone's like a coward and not like no one is in charge.
I'm not a coward.
That's the theme of the last like 10 years. But like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I think a brave reporter should ask him his wife's name during an interview. And I guarantee you he will get it wrong.
Stacy, Melissa.
He'll say his dead wife's
Rachel,
name.
It's gotta
he'll,
be
he'll
Rachel.
He'll do the Mambo number 5.
A little bit of Allison in my Biden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you know who's riding so hard for Biden to pull through is Rosie O'Donnell. She can't stop posting about it.
Rosie O'Donnell.
I don't know how I ended up following this whore. I really like her. So my favorite thing she's ever done is she's in this cop movie called Exit to Eden with Dan Aykroyd as her co-star, and they go to a BDSM island to solve a crime.
Mm-hmm. How are you able to like access movies that people watch in their dreams?
Well, I'll tell you this. I had to go to a
best movie ever.
It really was amazing. I had to go to a local video rental store in New Orleans that's held out of someone's basement I had to formally get like a almost, it looks like a Blockbuster card to rent this fucking VHS. It's $150 to get the VHS.
What the hell?
Any streaming services.
What are you talking about?
This Rosie O'Donnell movie that made me follow her on Instagram recently. I'm explaining myself. I'm letting
you
know.
What don't you understand?
Can you put a little more Ritalin in your smoothie or wake up?
I don't understand the $150 premium for VHS.
I have to share some stills from this because there's some really phenomenal images.
Yes. Okay, so
good God.
It was an incredible journey.
Wait, there.
Let me tell you something
amazing.
Else. Guess who the villain is played by?
Tim Curry.
Iman, David Bowie's wife.
Period.
And that's on period. But it was I've had these VHSs rented out for almost a month. I gotta go return. I'm literally gonna leave this meeting and go return them because they are very.
I have to
overdue.
Return some tapes.
I gotta return that Spice World, which is not available on any streaming service.
So what happens if you don't? What happens if you don't return these $150 VHSs? Do they kill you? Okay, yeah, I was gonna say.
But also I have
a copy of they get your Iron Cross.
I have a low value tape, which is just the Big Easy starring Dennis Quaid. But the thing is, they have one of my most valuable tapes. So I mean, it all works out. I gave them a copy of Sante Segre on VHS, the Jordanovsky. How do you say it, Hessa?
Jodorowsky?
Yeah, whatever the hell.
Okay, cool. Let's switch gears here. I want to know what you guys think about this. So Candace Owens and Don Lemon did an interview just before we started recording. And I want to watch it, but it seems like the breakaway headline from this interview is Don Lemon challenged Candace Owens to call him a faggot. This is from Candy herself. Today I did Don Lemon's podcast and he straight up asked me if I would ever look him in the face and call him a faggot. I just never thought he'd ask me a question like that so sincerely. These are remarkable times we're living in.
That's I love her reaction of being like, how dare he say that to me?
I thought she would be so excited to finally be able to call him as she sees him. And then who's Don Lemon? This is like Liz Lemon's brother?
Yeah, Liz Lemon's brother. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So, Felix, do you just gonna say, can you look me straight? Can you look me straight in the face and call me a faggot?
Does it count if I don't have my webcam on?
No. I want to see you say it to me, you bitch.
And Jock too.
You think you can call me Hesse and Ben faggots? That's so rude. I dare you.
Well, like
you seem like a
like
punk
in one fell swoop.
You're either a man.
Line us up and call us all a faggot to our face.
You have one bullet. You have one faggot. 400 gay guys are in front of you.
Flash that webcam on. Say the slur. Prove that you're not naked drinking Mountain Dew in your man cave.
BlackRock.
Why would
Black
I have a
Rock
man
test.
Cave, Jock? I'm not even married. That's like the point of having a man cave. It's like you're married and your wife is like, did you touch the fucking guest towel? You know, all the weird towels and pillows that women keep that aren't meant
throw
to be
pillow.
Used by anyone. And you're like, well, I'll go play fucking Warhammer 40,000 in my own basement.
I'm so sorry I said the incorrect word. Dungeon. What is your dungeon?
A dungeon, Jock?
I'm not trying to be mean. I
have a living room. I have a living room. I have an office. I have a normal apartment like anyone else.
I don't know. I imagine that you have a really large basement and that's the primary living place.
I wish the dungeon I'm imagining is large for you.
I respect you and I admire you and I am jealous of you, Felix, but I'm not going to not categorize you as a mole man. You're into mole man antics.
That Iron Cross is starting to really look good on you, Jock.
Jock got a haunted Iron Cross that's infecting his mind.
Jock, this is the one time I've been rude.
Sorry. Jock, you are really lucky that I don't believe anti-Semitism exists.
I forget that you're Jewish all the time. I never remember that.
That's why I like you. That's why I like you. That's why I like you. So forget you're Jewish.
It's not like he leads with it. He never says Shabbat Shalom.
He leads with it. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We need to move on right now.
There's what was offensive about that?
Stop. Like we need to move on right now.
If Felix was an Orthodox Jewish person, that would be surprising because I didn't know about it.
Okay. It would be surprising. I don't have
maybe
the
that's why
the
web
you got
came
us
off.
There. You got us there, Jock. You won the argument.
Okay, that's it. I respect checkmate. Your Judaism, just to clarify.
The backpedaling.
And I celebrate it.
Crazy thank backpedaling.
You. It if gets backpedaling, worse every time you
if
say
backpedaling
anything.
Is saying I respect that you are Jewish, you've said something insane.
If you have honest, to say I'm that, honest.
If you have to say that to diffuse the insult.
I just should have never said mole man. I think it was.
That's one of them.
I'm so confused by it. I'm so confused. Like, what is, what, I'm not the tallest person in the world, but I am.
I wasn't accusing you of being short.
I'm over
6 feet. It's literally,
I didn't call you a midget.
It's literally just that's because your webcam is off. So in Jock's mind, you're in a dark tunnel. Yes.
He gets rattled easily. He has sensory
issues. That's
the
only reason.
Hey, if you want to live in a system of tunnels underneath the Silver Lake Forest or whatever.
Okay, all right. We're going back to it. We're going back to the system. The systems of tunnels under under Hollywood.
Seriously, next time I come to LA, I would love to go to some tunnels.
You better not be in that tunnel, Felix, next time I come back.
Oh my God, secret celebrity tunnels.
Okay, what else?
Great. What else?
What's the things what to else? Talk about?
Well, that girl who was going, I don't know how to say it.
Oh, that's how Jock does it.
Hawk to a girl, yeah. Yes. Yo, it's Hawk to a girl in White Boy Summer. Lit. Then raise the Jock's, roof.
That's what I call nom nom.
I'm like, I'll take it. Well, I honestly then.
What do you think? What do you think of Huck to a Girl, Jock? As
incredible.
A Southerner who loves to.
That's
suck
incredible.
Dick.
I feel like it's the second Southern Revolution. The second sexual Southern.
The first one we failed.
The second sexual Southern Revolution.
When was the first sexual Southern Revolution?
I don't want to know what the first one is.
Unfortunately, also during the Civil
2015.
War.
1864. Oh God. Oh my God. None of these bitches now can like you can tell that now. No, the new thing is that every white girl is gonna try and say something gross and annoying getting interviewed by a black guy outside a club.
Yeah.
And it's none will ever be able to top the girl who in March 2020 was getting interviewed and she was like, sorry, my voice sounds like this because I have COVID.
It's just such a, that's such a weird, I don't know what that says about the economy, probably not good, but that there are like 70,000 different mid-tier YouTube channels where it's just a guy who goes up to drunk women in like Tennessee and is like, hey, what's your favorite thing about sucking cock?
Yeah.
Like literally, why is that a viable career?
You have to hide like you're like there's paparazzi when you're leaving a club in Nashville if you're a blonde woman.
It's 30% of the economy, I think, in like mid-sized cities. I think it's actually so many people are making like just enough money to survive off this stuff. I saw a clip of Piers Morgan's horrible TV show, and he, I think, has run out of, I don't think Palestinian activists are agreeing to go on his show and like absolutely own him anymore. So he's pivoted to other stuff. He covered Huck to a Girl, and he was like, I just think it shows that our society is denigrating. And he had like two people on who were like, look, I don't take this seriously, but I do think it shows that America is a failed state and our culture, we're full of depraved people, blah, blah, blah. And then there was one gay guy who was the only like sane person there. And he's like, wait, so women can't talk about sucking dick in public? And everyone was like, no, they can't.
Period. You would think the gay guy would think that. Like, I don't want to hear about a woman doing
it.
Straight
no. Straight that's how bad it is out here for us.
Straight men should be so excited and so privileged and lucky to even hear about it, let alone like, it actually happening to them.
Jock, do you have any oral sex tips?
Come inside someone's mouth.
Okay, wow.
Okay.
That's good. That's
I like
good
how you're
tip.
The one getting oral sex in that tip.
Yeah. Like, cool.
Well, like, no, I think that's good. Like, everyone, usually all the advice around oral sex is like, here's how you should suck it, you know, both for men and women. With men, it's always like, you know, do the alphabet, scream.
Scream.
Go crazy. Scream. Yeah.
The idea of just putting her like, okay, you're about to suck someone off and you just go.
I used to work with this old fat bear when I was like 20. I never sucked him off. I would not.
I didn't.
He was one of those old horny guys who would just constantly make sexual innuendos, you know, like, and it's like kind of charming, but it's a little exhausting. But one day he was like, he was talking to me about sounding, and I had no clue what this was at the time, right? Like, I don't even know if Grindr had been released. It was a while ago. And I, at this point, had like trained myself to just not kind of indulge like creepy old bear, like kind of just run away from it as quickly as possible. But I was like so intrigued by this. And my first thought was, okay, sounding must be screaming on someone's cock.
And I was like, 423 hertz.
Yeah.
The soul frequency.
You got a whole spread of tuning forks where you're just finding the resonant frequency of their cock.
Exactly.
I'm definitely not vanilla, but there's just some things I can't defend.
Well, that's, yeah.
Yeah. There's something so fucked up about that shit.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Okay, everyone should go ahead and pin on your iron crosses then.
I knew I should have reconsidered leading with immediately announcing. But look, okay, again, in my defense, let's go back to this for just once.
No, we're not going back.
Shut your whore mouth up. Put a lid on it. When I purchased this, it didn't say label itself iron cross.
We
it
know.
Said religious cross family yeah. medallion. Sterling silver.
Okay, that's kind of scary about the family who sold it. Like, this is our religion, actually.
We have there was a guy in our family. I don't think he had an iron cross necklace, but he was like a great great uncle or something, and he fought for the Germans in World War One, you know, not the bad one.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, he probably had like something with that symbol, right?
Yeah, so they loved that symbol for years.
Yeah.
And then they really loved it for a little bit.
Yeah, Jacques, you could have bought that from a distant relative of mine.
I really want to go to an antique shop after this is over and go see if I can trade it.
Okay.
Yeah. Gets an even worse one. Trades it for like...
Yeah, it's like paper clipping, but for racism.
I just wanted a gold cross, and I didn't feel like spending the real money on it. And so I kept looking through eBay. And I ended up on silver.
I mean, you get what you pay for in life.
What the fuck does that mean?
He called you poor.
Well, I'm saying that
poor?
Like,
really?
Yes.
Yes, really. Jacques, I'm saying that there's no way, there's no trick to buying like a, I assume a crucifix necklace. Like there's no trick to it where you're like, okay, if I put in synonyms, it will cost less.
Yeah, also,
I just
also,
don't understand
there's a
the thought
word,
process.
There's a word for what you're looking for. It's crucifix. You don't need to type in weird religious symbol. Like,
or something vaguely that looked occult, but also looked not fancy.
Well, you did kind of nailed the occult element.
Jock, I think you should get a Hindu sun necklace. Those are about to be a huge trend. Just go on eBay and look for one of those.
Hey, new trend prediction.
Mm-hmm. New trend prediction.
I think. Well, new trend prediction. Puka shells come back in an even bigger.
Puka shells have been back in.
I could see that. I think that's a good prediction. Late 90s and early 2000s nostalgia has been riding pretty strong for the last few
people
years.
People
want to
dress like Hot Wheels and Hot Wheels looking.
Yes, 1,000%. Like a 7-year old who is orange. In a Hot Wheels commercial in like 2001. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you guys think Trump and Biden are going to have this golf game that Trump challenged him to? So funny.
I don't think Biden could walk one hole of golf. I don't think
they'll end up fighting with the golf clubs and no one will win.
It's so funny. I saw him unveil Cacklin Kamala, which is not a nickname I had heard before.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I mean, no, it's not. That's pretty bad.
She's like the laughing hyena.
The coolest thing
about her is she's really like existential or something. She's like, you don't live outside of the coconut.
That's the direct phrase.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's like, no, you don't know the context.
You don't live outside of the coconut.
That woman always is thinking about living outside.
You two are actually very similar, John.
You know?
Oh my God, yeah. They are.
The kind of psychedelic turns of phrases that somehow do end up being a little profound when you think about them. And yeah. It rewires your brain chemistry and probably shaves off a good 20 IQ points. Because you really start to make sense after that.
We've both been on the Breakfast Club to talk about smoking weed.
You have not.
You wish.
There's a few things about us that we have in common. We're both strong, independent women.
Do you think Kamala actually smokes weed? She was clearly lying.
I think she's definitely on a cocktail of drugs to get that goofy goober syndrome.
Yeah. Her clinical goofy goober syndrome.
She's like very unintentionally talking with the comic delivery of like she doesn't understand that she's like, okay, this is how you make the turkey. She's like, it's pure insanity. Her and Biden are the crazy cuckoo uncle and aunt that you never that give you the worst birthday.
This is why they need you in those rooms, Jacques. They need you to sell the admin for them.
Jacques, would you say you think often about the flow of time and temporal context?
Oh wow, Chris. No, I'm gonna go.
I was just gonna say that like, because all of the Kamala quotes that really seem to strike a chord seem to be her like groping around, like trying to make one point that she can never quite make about our place in time and context, how I don't know, like time is this eternal element and we are but flakes floating in it,
it's like not quite that, right?
Yeah,
I don't think she would. I mean, it would be awesome if the vice president of the United States campaigning for re-election was going around like making speeches where it's like, we're all nothing in the vast expanses of time. We're worthless. Yes. We're nothing. No one will fucking remember you. There will be no mark of your existence. But it's more like, it's weirder.
That's like the theme of the Barbie movie.
More like metaphysical, where it's like, you are, this tapestry is larger than you in your own life, but your own life is part of that tapestry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, she never really gets close to like delivering that analogy home. Like the coconut tree was her closest shot.
She needs some uppers.
Even then,
she needs a little bit of uppers in her cocktail, and I think she's already got some.
I think it's probably a little too many downers mixed in with that.
Where I feel like if somebody was like willing to give her a debate or an interview where you were just like, okay, not quite, but try again. What are you trying to say?
For an hour, then
like maybe she could get to whatever she's trying to grasp at. I sense that there is a point there that she just can't. Maybe in her own mind, can't quite articulate.
Maybe it's just because I've heard gay men say it so many times in full, but the coconut tree saying does fully make sense to me now. It makes so much sense to me. And it does kind of, I mean, there's the other stuff that she said when she was talking about like Venn diagrams, how much she loves Venn diagrams. Like,
yes.
There's a lot of things that don't really make sense, but the coconut tree one, it clicks for me.
Coconut tree, like, okay, so the point of coconut tree, am I right in guessing that it's like,
you think you're a coconut? You exist in the context.
That was the original Ice Spice.
I don't know how much clearer I could be here.
You think you were a coconut?
I think that's the most crucial part, right, is... you exist in a context of everything around you. That's the core of what she's getting at.
Yeah.
I agree with you that it's like she got the closest there. And I ultimately understand it. I think like the weirder things she does are like the stuff that she genuinely thinks is funny. Like when she saw the bus and she started like laughing like a maniac and was like, singing the wheels on the bus go round and round, but a version of it I've never heard in my life.
It was the
You know what she acts like? Version.
You know what she acts like? She acts like a sim in like The Sims 4 when they're doing something that's like you command them to like do something silly. See a bus and sing like a simlish version of Wheels on the Bus.
Biden and Kamala are just sims that someone is playing really badly. not feeding him enough.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's like she seems like she has a very specific kind of brain damage where she has like 1/1000th% of Dr. Manhattan's consciousness, where she is like kind of feeling all time and history at the same time, but she can't quite articulate it or experience it. It's just like kind of a nagging feeling at the back of her head where she's like, am I experiencing all history simultaneously? No, that can't be it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And like her saying, no, you exist in the context of everything around you. That's her like trying to like calm herself down.
Yes, she's having a Philip K. Dick thing where he sees the Roman Empire like superimposed.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe she'll be president in 4 months. Who knows?
What do you got? I mean, there's been a lot of talk I've seen about...
We're all going to get arrested if she's president. We're all going to.
White people?
Everyone. The U.S. is being reformed from a country into a super prison.
I was hoping you were going to take that in a white slavery direction. You really let me down. Sorry.
That necklace is taking over his body.
Yes. There's a ghost in it. There's a ghost in it of the person who won it.
The ghost of Bimbo Faggins.
Yep. Yep.
Classic Nazi Bimbo Faggins.
I never wanted to be named this. I wanted to discriminate. Okay, I'm just kidding, though. I'm not possessed by a Nazi.
That's very good. Yay. That's really reassuring. Yay. I'm glad you told me that.
What else? What do you guys think about... I saw this, Richie Torres complaining about how he doesn't get any play because he's supporting Israel.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, he's gay. Of course he's gay. Look at that little button nose. Look at that face. The classic.
Yeah, he's got the sad, sad body of a gay man that doesn't get me.
He's handsome.
Handsome as an ugly rock.
I think you're looking at the wrong photo, Jock. Oh, I don't know if you know who Richie Torres is.
I'm going to take a Google. To make sure
he's a handsome guy, but yeah, he's complaining. I forget the exact quote, but it was something like, "Yeah, I can't even go on dates anymore. No one wants to talk to me because I'm complaining about Palestine."
I'm sorry. Yeah, he has the face of an alien. The space between his eyes and the
phrenology on Richie Torres.
No, it's just like
that necklace talking.
No, it's he just has these weird eyebrows. I'm sorry.
Chuck, can you take the necklace off? I want to see if you're out of
I'm not wearing the damn necklace.
For the listeners, Jock just took the necklace off.
I was not wearing the necklace.
There's a burn on his chest where it was.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
I want to hear what Felix has to say about Richie Torres.
I was just saying that I'm a big fan of like all the Jewish identity magazines where like, you know, 3/4 of the articles are like the secret Jewish origins of backgammon. Mm-hmm. You know, their favorite thing where they like say a thing or a cultural event or a celebrity who is Jewish actually is Jewish.
Yeah.
You know, the Judaism of Kevin Gates. But then the other like for most of them, the other like 1/3 or 1/2 of their content is just, you know, when it's not that, it's just insane, like, incitement against Palestinians, like, birth of a nation in print.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
With the foreword, that remaining third or half is split into twos. Half of that remaining third or half is racial incitement, but the other half is, like, exclusively podcasts and articles where people are complaining about how being Zionist makes it hard for them to get dates, specifically in New York and LA and San Francisco. and Richie Torres said, you know, I've had so many dates that are going great, according to Richie Torres. Yeah. And then they'll say, wait, do you support the Zionist entity? And I'll go, yeah. And they'll leave. Which is like, it's a very stilted conversation.
Yeah.
That he's making it out to be. Like,
yeah.
They're asking him like it's a candidate for him. And yeah, I just don't believe that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's if they ask him, wait, are you a Zionist? that it's probably because of little things that he's peppering into the entire conversation.
Or because of his entire high profile public record that he is very recognizable from. And I mean, like, he...
I wouldn't recognize him, honestly.
In his district, I'm sure someone would recognize him. Or it'd be likely that they would, especially, you know, like, I'm sure his type is a college-educated gay man who's making a lot of money. They know that he's, you know, who he is.
Yeah.
But that's exactly it. It's like, okay, if everyone is mad at you because you're an asshole who's insane, who won't start talking about how Palestinians deserve, you know, the genocide that's being foisted upon them, like... You can just have random sex. Like, you still are a gay man. I'm sorry. Like, it's clearly your
go
fault.
Go on Sniffies.
Go on Sniffies, dude. It's like, it's one of the easiest things to do, and they're not asking about politics. These people will block you if you send them a picture of your face. Like, he can have sex if he wants to. But
yeah,
he would rather trap people on dates and yell at them about Israel, I think. He's getting his nuts off, his nut off here.
No, yeah, and it's not even like he's a normal Democratic congressman who happens to be, like, pro-Israel because, you know, whatever reason. It's 98% of his fucking output is talking about Israel.
Yeah.
Like, it's all he talks about. You would not even know what district this guy represents. He never talks about it. He comes from one of the poorest congressional districts in America. One of the most, like, in need, deprived places that is represented in the U.S. Congress.
He's the member of New York's 15th district.
Period.
So do with that.
Period.
Thank you. Jock is learning.
I'm just clarifying what he's speaking.
Jock's playing the fact checker.
Can I be honest?
Yeah. Would you have sex with him? Would you have sex with him?
No. I prefer...
Now, what if he was talking about how much he loves Israel?
Okay, no. Well, stop. Don't try to trick
me. I'm just asking.
Let me just put my 2 cents in. I would rather hang out with Richie Flores, Latin jazz percussionist, than Richie Torres. And
you did. Jack definitely Googled the wrong name.
Yeah, the wrong name. Can y'all... RITCHIE Torres.
It's so funny you expected to pull that off without us obviously realizing that you Googled the wrong name.
I want you guys to see this beautiful man standing in front of his
I have a feeling I know what the outro music is going to be.
We gotta elevate this guy. He's on a form called Yo, he is a Caribbean jazz. He's a Caribbean jazz. Okay, look, let's put this guy on.
Absolutely.
Listen up,
Richie Flores. Your career's been made, baby.
I clicked one of his pictures on Google Images, and I ended up on a website called discussionsandpercussion.com.
And you'd have sex with this guy? Is that what you're saying? Right. You want to fuck this guy?
Okay, I would rather have sex with him than the other guy, but you're using the wrong picture.
Now, what if
a better picture than this?
Yes. Go. There's a picture of him with a goatee, and he has a hat that matches the fabric.
I think he's cute. He's cute.
In the pink shirt, is this the one you're looking at?
I hope it's the one that I'm... It looks like a different person. Like, there might be two Richie Flores there in the Latin percussion.
He got the wrong guy wrong.
Yes. You got the wrong guy wrong.
You got it.
Totally different guy.
There's two different Richie Flores. Fuck, there's two Richie Flores in the Caribbean percussion scene. God damn it.
It's right next to that one, next to the pink shirt one. It's from the same photo shoot for whatever reason, where he's wearing the same hat, yet...
I think we can stop looking at Richie Flores.
We need to continue.
Hey, this is an activity out there for the listeners to take a pause from the episode and give a Google to my man Richie Flores, Latin jazz percussionist, superstar. We got his guy's about to be
the way that guy is absolutely dead as well.
Trailing behind Doja Cat on the American pop music charts is Richie Flores, up and coming Latin jazz percussionist,
up and coming. He's clearly making bachata music in like 1981. And he doesn't like Israel, y'all. He don't like Israel either.
What?
Oh, yeah, I yeah. Mean, like, I really love you found a guy named Richie Flores so quickly, and there is no part of you that was like, is anyone going to know who the fuck this is?
Look, this guy ain't looking like a congressman, y'all, but if you say so.
This guy's a Zionist. Plays the bongos and this guy's a Zionist. You telling me my man Richie Flores at the bongos?
He don't look like he love Israel, Hesse. Okay, what about this? What about this, guys? Biden pardons veterans convicted of having gay sex. This happened last month. Okay, I'll read it out here for you guys. President Biden on Wednesday pardoned American veterans who were convicted of engaging in gay sex under a military code that outlawed the behavior for more than 60 years. He said, and I doubt he said this very coherently. I would love to see the video of what he actually said.
I feel like they destroyed every recording, yeah. Which is really unfortunate. Yeah.
But this is apparently what he said. He said, "Today I am righting a historic wrong by using my clemency authority to pardon many former service members who were convicted." I love that he's doing amnesty for gay guys. who were convicted. Yeah, Strzok, who were convicted simply for being themselves, Mr. Biden said. Despite their courage and great sacrifice, thousands of LGBTQIA service members were forced out of the military because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. Some of these patriotic Americans were subject to court-martial and have carried out the burden of this great injustice for decades. What do we think? There's no way he said that. Like,
no, clean. Yeah. That is way too clean.
Yeah.
He got up there and was like, used to be, you knew all the jacks who went into the Navy. They came back them.
Wait, how many?
Do I have to watch them? Do I have to watch them do it?
I'm okay to watch.
I can do it.
Don't make me.
Wouldn't it be my first rodeo? Won't be my first.
I love the idea.
I just don't know how much Dr. Joe Biden, my wife, will like it if I turn up a jet then.
I love the idea of him watching gay sex and just going, come on, man. Come on,
you're hurting him, man. He doesn't like that.
Are y'all looking at the facts and the statistics? Because I just want to know how
what?
Many. I want to know how many fags. I want to know how many fags have been murdered.
This is how Biden was speaking.
In the military.
This is how Biden was speaking at that press conference.
Because yes. I forgive them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
How many of them fags are murdered?
I think Jacques is gesturing towards a good question here. How many people got pardoned? And were they in jail? Have they been in jail?
It doesn't say here. I don't think. I doubt that these were criminal offenses that were prosecuted by the military, but they did.
Sodomy?
It is making me wonder how bad at and or flagrant at you had to be at doing gay sex in the military to actually get punished for it.
Yeah, that's him using the words like they were just being themselves, because you know they were like trying to stick the cannon of a tank in their asses.
Yeah,
like,
no, literally. These were not bunk bed hand jobs. They were doing like Bergheim shit on an aircraft carrier.
I think it was only for the gay people that got caught by like Patton or maybe like Uncle Sam himself, you know, coming around shirtless in a corner. Yeah.
Jug, what would Uncle Sam? What would Uncle Sam say if he walked in on two of his generals?
You almost American disgrace. You can't serve in the military. Get the hell out of here.
Okay.
There we go.
That's not how I feel though. That's just Uncle Sam.
I'm glad
that's
you. Okay. That's
I wasn't worried that that's how you actually felt. Thank you for clarifying.
It's not that I like the military. I mean, I don't. You know, gay, straight. Ever.
So where do you fall on gay men, you know, the LGBT, whatever? How do you feel about those people serving in the military?
put them on the front lines.
Okay, wow.
Fury. Oh,
if they're going to do it, they're going to die first.
That's a really good policy, John.
Well, okay. How about this?
I like that.
How about this? It's because they're so brave.
What about
well,
that?
I mean, I have heard people say this is a Joe Rogan thing. He said that the Spartans, they fought harder because they would go to war with like their friend who they were having sex with.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I mean, that checks out to me. There's a primal kind of, and you know, gay men are very vindictive. They'll do crazy things, you know. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. Gay people would make.
I'm just saying, if I had to face an ex on like the front lines, of course, it would.
That's why Pat Tillman died. His ex shot him in his platoon.
You know who died for not gay reasons and not military reasons? Shelley Duvall, rest in peace.
Nice.
All right,
Will Menaker, you are fired.
We have found a new king of the Segway. Holy shit.
Okay, Jock, what are your thoughts?
What if we had to retract that? Because we had to retract that because it turned out that Shelley Duvall died in a gay military operation.
Hired by Uncle Sam, Shelley Duvall was an undercover agent in the project Kill a Homo, which backfired when a twink pulled out from his ass a minigun that blasted her to death.
Night vision footage of a soldier rappelling into Shelley Duvall's compound and launching a dildo.
Death by dildo. The famous actress. No, I mean really. Rest in peace. Though she was tortured by Kubrick on that
set. She was fine.
What was she?
Oh my god! Is this a real debate right now? All comedy aside, are you joking me right now?
I mean, she said in interviews that she wasn't tortured.
I'm pretty sure she said the otherwise. What are you, some kind of cinephile now? Where's Will? Get Will back in the stage.
Hess, are you done being transgender? You're some kind of cinephile now.
I miss my other podcast host, Will.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, do you want to give a shout out to her family? You want to deliver a eulogy for Shelley, Jock?
Dear Shelley, you are an incredible actress. Thank you for your tedious work throughout the years. Your hard work. I'm sorry. I said tedious.
Shelley Duvall, you are the sucker of the week. Jumbo Trepo's MC sucker of the week.
She is not a sucker.
Oh, my God. I know what you meant, Jock, but that did not land correctly.
Look.
Your tedious work.
She was very hardworking. She was diligent. She had a million. Have you seen her IMDb credits? It's insane. It's so long.
Yeah,
she worked until she couldn't be filmed on the camera because of the work. I love her though. It's not like a disrespect thing. I'm just being honest.
I love her and her tedious, all of her tedious work.
I love her tedious.
All right, I think I've got one more with an actual segue on celebrity news.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Some cunty Trump. Am I allowed to say that?
Absolutely.
Trump on George Clooney's op-ed enticing Biden to drop out. This is Trump on Truth Social. So now fake movie actor George Clooney, who never came close to making a great movie, is getting into the act. He's turned on Crooked Joe like the rats they both are. What does Clooney know about anything? He used the Democrat, quote, talking point that Biden is the worst president in history of the United States, has, quote, saved our democracy. No. Crooked Joe was the one who weaponized law enforcement against his political opponent, who created the most devastating inflation in the history of our country, who embarrassed our nation in Afghanistan, and whose crazy open border policy has allowed millions of people to illegally pour into our country, many from prisons and mental institutions. Who cares about that? More about George Clooney's career.
Yeah.
Joe Biden didn't save our democracy. He brought us to democracy to its knees. Clooney should get out of politics and go back to television. Movies never really worked for him.
That's so insane.
Movies never worked for him.
I'm not even a huge Clooney fan, but like it's
not
impossible
a good actor,
to deny.
He's just a looker. He looked better when he was on ER, if anything.
I think Trump has the same mindset as I that, think, Chuck. Yeah. So yeah. I think that's why you said that. He just okay, remembers when
Ocean's 11 sucked. And
oh,
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't give a shit about the Ocean's movies at all. They're not for me. I don't. Like, I don't think their whole thing is interesting. I support the casino in those movies.
Yeah.
But, what, yeah, Jack, have you ever seen the 2011 Alexander Payne film, The Descendants? That's a great movie.
No, I don't. That sounds like some uncle movie that you would watch instead of watching some fun movie like Freddy Got Fingered or White Chicks. Which, by the way, this weekend
there are multiple uncles in the movie. That is true.
But I watched White Chicks and then Freddy Got Fingered and then Dude, Where's My Car this weekend, nice. All in a row, and I feel like I'm smarter and more cultured.
That's some intellectual heavy hitters for you, is what you're saying.
I do have one take on this, which is why Trump would even wade into this at all, is because Clooney is a celeb and Trump actually respects celebrities and thinks that they're real people, on like all these pundits and representatives who are weighing in on Biden coming out. And so that Clooney weighing in on Biden dropping out is something he actually respects and then fears, because he doesn't want Biden to drop out. He wants the easy opponent in Biden, which is why he is taking this swipe at Clooney.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also think that like this statement and Trump's performance during the debate, whether it was his inability or reluctance to score like a decisive counterpunch on Biden, the story getting lost in all this is, if Joe was not the most senile man we've ever seen run for president, we'd also be noticing that Trump has lost a significant step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
He is like, this is Trump at his worst. You know, Trump is doing poorly mentally and just, you know, as a political force, when he jousts as a celebrity, but he brings it back to the most boring Trump subject, which is when he bitches about like the 12th most important guy in the FBI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Trump of 2016 or 2017 or 2018, there would be like just numerous things that we never forget, that everyone would repeat forever. That he would say about Biden, that he would say at the debates. Like, he's never particularly performed well at debates, but he did always have, like, one line that you remembered. Like, the you'd be in prison line to Hillary.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. He's very lucky that he's running against Joe Biden, and specifically the most decrepit form of Joe Biden we've ever seen.
Well, it's easy to bully the weak kid who has a degenerative disease that's about to kill.
Have you done that before? I think you've done this, but
it sounds like you have experience.
No, okay. No.
One funny thing about,
I think Felix, I think you're 100% right. And if I were to predict, like what his like memorable line about this would be, I think he would probably bring up like an episode of ER where George Clooney's character kisses a guy or something, and he's like, "Hey, George Clooney," like bringing that up or something.
He
would have posted the episode of ER where George Clooney, like, he fails to save a kid's life and he gets kicked in the head.
Yes.
And he'd be like, "Look, he can't even fucking save a little kid's life."
I honestly, early ER is pretty good.
Yeah, I've never watched.
They were cooking in the 90s on TV.
Yeah, I saw one thing that I think it was a leak, and of course all of these leaks that are coming out are just so obviously planned, but apparently Obama phoned George Clooney before he fired off that op-ed, which is, we've got, you know, the puppet master at work, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think? Do we Obama imagine said? That was a reconsider, or George, I need you to do something for me.
I think
George,
I think it's...
Will you call me a faggot to my face?
George, will you scream at it?
Will you scream on it, George?
George, I need you to scream on it.
That is such an interesting sexual technique. I am absolutely going to have to give that
You're going to try it out? Which are you going to be, the screamer or the screamed on? Or both?
I think you got to try both.
I'm going to scream while you 69 someone, Jock.
I'm going to scream into a pussy and see if it...
Oh,
see what happens.
Oh no, I feel like that could be damaged. That could cause, It could come out of a woman. It would come out of her mouth.
Especially your scream, Jock. Especially your scream. You have a very loud scream.
Yeah, mine and Mia Goth's screams are the top two screams in the nation right now.
Yep.
Oh, that thing about her verbally assaulting somebody on set.
That is so cool. That. She looked.
Which obviously,
so
we're all against workplace abuse here, but no, just imagining getting verbally abused by somebody with that voice is so funny.
Yeah. Well, what
you're
was...
nothing.
I couldn't even tell where that came from. I thought
well, in her defense, that person was trying to give her a bowl of porridge. So,
yeah,
you insufferable twit. You think I want porridge? Yeah.
My favorite part of the thing is that one part of the like allegations are like, first of all, I had to lie on the ground in a scene. And there wasn't a tarp for me to lie down on, and ants crawled on me.
It's like, come on.
Pack it up.
Come on.
I
love Mia Goth.
I love her so much. I didn't like that movie with the Cronenberg. What was it called?
Infinity Pool.
Infinity Pool was just like, maybe it's above my mental capacity or something.
It's not. It was a bad movie.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Not very good.
I just, ugh. You know what? But she's great. Maxine, I just saw it in theaters. And what a trip. I'm going to go see it again tonight alone.
Movie mindset.
Yes.
Movie mindset is now me and Jock.
Hey, guys, I'm Will. And we've that's weird.
Talking about weird VHS movies from this basement store
that
costs
$150.
Return. We've
got Maxine, East of Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White Chicks.
Yes.
Freddie Got Fingered. And
dude,
what was the fifth one?
Dude Who Stole My Car.
That's the movie marathon?
Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah. And by the way, the original movie marathon for when I had my wisdom teeth out was Exit to Eden. Then I watched Spice World. And then I watched Big Easy, which is the best cop New Orleans Dennis Quaid 90s movie. Anyway, but yeah, you almost had the correct order there.
Fourth favorite that Dennis Quaid cop New Orleans.
There's a
I'm
lot.
I'm gonna shout out because I just remembered the name of the business in New Orleans is called Future Shock Biz or Future Shock Videos, maybe.
Future Shock.
Wait,
Biz.
This is the basement that you have to pay $150 to get a VHS tape from?
No. You don't have to pay $150. It's like a $20, $15
minimum. What was the I don't care.
That's how much the VHS cost, and that's why I couldn't purchase it, and that's why I had to rent it.
I see.
Wake up and smell the VHS.
I'm sorry. I was being stupid. You're right.
God, sometimes millennials.
I don't know, fam. Are there any other places that we acquire physical media that we want to shout out before we maybe wrap this up? Or is there any other stories we'd like to move on?
You know, shout out
YouTube. I just found a VHS of it for $7.75 on eBay.
I would like to remind the people of Austin, Texas, that there is a show on the 19th and 20th for Brandon Wardell. He's my friend, and I'm
shouting out Brandon.
What? I don't know his other tour dates.
What is going on?
I'm gonna go. Are you working
for Brandon?
No, he's just a friend, and I actually planned to go see him. I thought he was pretty funny when he came.
So
to
your shout out, Jock. Will be in the crowd during those events.
Yes,
I guess while we're doing plugs, I will just say subscribe to Seeking Arrangements.
Patreon. If you listen to Chapel Roan. That's a shout out.
Can I plug our show that you make money off of, Jock? Shut up for a fucking second, please. Seeking Arrangements is on Spotify, Apple, you know, whatever, anywhere you find podcasts, you can find it. And we're also, of course, on Patreon. So listen to us there.
I actually also have plugs for us as well. I maybe should put this at the beginning of the show, but whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hello, everybody. We have a new merch operation going. ChapoTrapHouse.com/store. No, wait. ChapoTrapHouse.store. We just launched this yesterday. We're launching with a bunch of restocks of some classic materials, including, of course, the beloved Zapata Offshore Oil Company hats and t-shirts. These, I get emails almost every week asking when we're going to restock. They are now restocked. ChapoTrapHouse.store. We new gear will be coming out throughout the summer. And then also, we may have a live engagement coming up. So if you're listening to this, just save the date for August 21st. I'm not going to tell you where it is. Just anywhere you are in the world. Save that date, and we might be there.
No, we'll actually no one never tell you. We'll never tell you where it is. Yeah. You will have. You'll have like. You know. You have 2 months. 1 month. Whatever.
6 weeks. Something like that.
6 weeks to you know find out where in the world the show is being held. If you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
Yes.
But good luck.
We'll be there then.
What's with Hell on Earth T-shirt and Hell on Arms? What does that have to do with the Trap House? I just want you to explain.
Last year, me and Matt Chrisman did a history podcast about Germany in the 17th century called Hell on Earth. And these are our designs from that. We're just getting one more round of those out for the people who didn't get them the first time. But then we are also going to have, this involves Hesse, Movie Mindset merch will be coming out in August. And then also some more general show merch.
Is
and hopefully
gonna
we're going to get
that on y'all's store, or is that going to be on Online Ceramics? The Movie Mindset.
I would love if Online Ceramics picked it up.
It's Balenciaga.
Hopefully some more stuff coming out like the Zapata oil hat. That's not really with the, you know, not stuff with the words Chapo Trap House on it, but you know, if you know, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I think is the best.
It's the best merch
for podcast
exactly.
merch.
And
anyway,
I want to just one real quick plug. I have my own line of clothing coming out that is also podcast merch, dark fantasy, and Sweet Revenge is my brand, and we have a
that's
new
not
line.
Podcast merch, by the way. That's your own merch.
No, well, I'm making a line of Seeking Derangements dresses. So if you fit small to large in Los Angeles apparel and would like a rib cotton dress that says Seeking Derangements all over it.
This is a one of one?
This is going to be... this is going to be no, shut the fuck up. I'm meeting with my fucking clothing producer after this. And
with you, Dov?
Shut the fuck up. Look, stop bringing Dov into this. I make one deal with Los
Dov
Angeles Charney, Apparel.
The head of American Apparel.
Well, Chris and Felix, y'all don't know this, but last time I was in Los Angeles, I met and got to hang out briefly.
He attacked Dov Charney in a parking garage.
He just said hello and he likes his shirt.
I talked to him for like 20 minutes outside of the factory store, and he saw me all day there. So
he was running away from me all day at the goddamn factory.
I was there for 2 hours.
And I better talk to this guy. He's been standing outside for 2 hours.
No, I was in the store
he was
for
waiting
2 hours.
To give you a quest.
Jacques doing the stuff that your mom tells you on how to get a job, just showing up outside the factory.
Have you tried chasing after Dov Charney's golf cart, honey?
All right. Let's wrap this up. ChapoTrapHouse.com. ChapoTrapHouse.store. Get stuff. There'll be more stuff there later. Go subscribe to Seeking Derangements. Buy the one dress that Jacques is producing somewhere.
I'm doing six. So if you want one of the six.
Right. All right. Okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Vamos para Colombia entera. Colombian Percussion, CP.